Episode 1895, The Heartbeat of Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How are you doing? I know it's only Thursday, and it feels like it's been a year in just a few days. Take a deep breath. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. It's time to pick up your spirit, the heartbeat of hope. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, the heartbeat of hope pounds louder no matter what gets in the way, but you get to decide the rhythm in your everyday. You can hang on to what pulls you down and holds you back. You can hold on to all the losses and all the failures. It's so easy to do. We gravitate towards that. It's really ridiculous why it even happens, but we do. So why feed the tears of distress and worry? Starve the fear. The unknown does not have to be something that ruins you or that you run from. Embrace the unknown as a way to learn and grow, to be stretched in both faith and truth. Following the negative stuff opens up the vault of disillusionment. Where is the value in this? You think of a vault, right? Something that you put your precious mementos in, your jewels, your gems. You want them for a longer period of life. If someone comes in to take them, they won't find them. Yet, why do we do this to stuff that's negative? The worry. Why do we store it all away, our failures? And then we go to it like it's some treasure. Where is the value in this? Yes, you can feel good only because you've been there. But why do something you've already done, that you already know? Are you really wanting to heed the negativity? Well, of course not. Instead, do something for the first time on purpose with specific intentions. Engage your day with a sparkle of joy. Live with vigor and vibrance. Let the truth in your heart become the known pulse of your day, the heartbeat of hope. Deuteronomy 31:6 says this, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." You're not alone. You may feel like it at times, but feelings lead you astray. Has that been happening to you this week? What about last week? Maybe you don't even know which week is which. You started spring break, yet it's been extended. Oh, wait, no, you're just now in spring break and now it's been extended. Oh, wait, now you got 4 weeks off. You don't even know if you're coming or going. Keep the faith by focusing on the truth. Here you will find hope. So what is your rhythm today? What happened when you woke up this morning? Did you take a breath in going, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I can find joy and rejoice in it because of who He is, not because of what I've done." Most of what we do in our day is reflective of our own doings. That's not where we should be putting our hope in. Because I promise you, that will fail. Your hope is not found in you. Your hope is found in the truth, within your faith, trusting God, letting Him be at the helm, not you. You don't drive your day, He does. In uncertain times, in the majestic waves of chaos, don't let that be what drowns you. So what is your rhythm today? Put your hand on your heart. Are you masking the overwhelm and despair? Or are you choosing the indescribable pounding of faith? You get to choose the heartbeat of hope. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a joy and hope-filled day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.